people on their goofy shit.
I hate them.
There's people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, D.
He is in here. Yo. Back.
And we got a special guest, man. He's back for the shit.
He's back.
Fifth.
He's sixth back.
Sixth time. You know what I'm saying? We got Big Chris in the building, man. All right, man. Let's get into it, man. So we got a clip right here from, surprisingly, this lady from Atlanta talking about women in Atlanta.
There are so many men talk about the women in Atlanta are ran through. I think Vanessa's Club only said, please get you on these 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds that are just coming out of college. They fresh, they new. Ain't nobody done dealt with them. Stop talking to these 32, 35, 36-year-olds. Whoa. Stop playing with your girl, okay? The new ones are in the house. We put up. We don't want to be outside like that. That's why y'all keep getting the same 30 women because y'all are looking for the ones that are outside.
So she said women over 30. Well, she's heard that women over 30 in Atlanta have been ran through. So I want to ask y'all, how many bodies is considered ran through?
So me and my wife was talking about this
yesterday. Close to the mic, please, sir.
Oh, my bad. Me and my wife was talking about this yesterday. After 30, we feel like it starts over.
Yeah.
Like, think about how, hear me out. In the 20s, you be asking women, hey, how many, you know, guys you be with?
At 30,
you don't really ask because you know they had bodies.
I never ask.
Now, and I say the count's bad if you go out and everybody be like, oh, you with her? Oh, you with her? Then you know she ran through. Now, if everybody starts staring when y'all come in, she been ran through. So if you don't see that, you good. Like you don't see that, you good. So
yeah.
Because every girl going to lie about their count. I only been with four. Okay, you been with eight. I've been with 10, I she been with 20. Like, you gotta, like, double.
I never ask because I don't ever want to know.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
I more so care about, like, you fuck anybody I know.
Yeah, that's all I feel like. If I go, like, you, that's one of my homies. That's
Yeah. You fuck somebody I know, it's like, ugh.
Like, before I got married, I had them all in line. Did any of y'all touch my wife? Anybody.
You? All the singles.
With a shirt up, like with a gun, showing a gun, you know, and shit,
the
like,
fuck out of him.
Even all my people in the wedding, I'm like, hey, you can't be a groomsman if you touch my wife. You thought about it? You
thought that about makes it? Sense.
Yeah.
I mean, this ain't the best man, nigga.
Yeah. No, I thought about it. My boy was crying hard as hell when she walked out. I turned back. I don't know if you seen it, but he was,
nah.
I said, man, you good? Like, yo, you do something with my wife? Like, he looked just happy. Yeah, this is happy.
Shit out to see.
You're a little too fucking happy.
Nigga at the altar, like, you know what the fuck?
I look back, bro.
Like, shit.
I don't know about a number, though. I mean, because it depends on when you start fucking.
Yeah. You
know, by what age.
Yeah, you started
a lot of math.
If you started at 30 and had 20 by 31, then all right. Yeah. Well,
what's the number that's just like, ugh.
In Atlanta, over 30. Yeah. What's a if you... Hey, what is the number? You'd be like, ugh.
Like 30 years old. You like, shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, what's the number? Like, I was listening to skit.
You say over 20?
No. I'm trying to think.
I said over 20.
I was looking at this skit, like, they had, like, their number counts on, like, their head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she took it off, like, she tricked them. I don't know, man. I'm not in that game anymore.
I know, right?
I heard dating in Atlanta's hard now, so, you know, I don't know what the...
Yeah, the longer you wait, the harder it is, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're going to be a stepdaddy most of the time. Like, I told my boy, you're going to be a stepdaddy.
Gross.
Picking the kids up while she at work. I mean, I don't know. What you said 20? I say, damn, 20 is a lot of bodies.
Let's say you start. I mean, all right, let's give them two per year. You start fucking at 16. Damn, that's a lot.
32. That's like
fucking two niggas a year. That's 32.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a lot, bro. You had a boyfriend at that time.
Like, yeah, some years to take out one guy for 10 years. Yes, that's a lot.
32 niggas.
Yes. Yeah, in Atlanta, you going to run into one of them dudes somewhere. She like, I ain't never been here before. Like,
you don't value your pussy.
So 20,
32 is over with.
Yeah.
What if she's like a great girl now? Like you said, the clock reset when she's 30, right?
Yeah, but damn, like, you was too wild. Like
30. So if you got more bodies of your age,
you got more bodies of your age is wild.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, more 30 bodies. Like now,
31. Like you, sorry, you didn't make the cut. You got to stop the 30 for 30.
And how many of these niggas fuck more than once?
I mean, that's. Yeah, I ain't counting bodies, man. It's the bodies.
I get it, the bodies, but I feel like it's more so like if you had like less niggas and they just hit multiple times, that's better than having just a bunch of different dicks. Just
of course,
yes, yeah. You would do it five guys and you know a million times and
five guys a million times. Yeah, that's a great one. More number. More bodies in your age.
What if? All right. What if she's 32? She had
32 bodies.
She had 15 bodies.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But five of those bodies was once at the same time.
Oh dang! Ah dang! She out here getting trampedied.
Damn!
Oh,
that was good. Yeah, that was shit. Good. Like damn, got ran. Ran.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, ran.
She don't think of it as ran. She think of it.
Oh, yeah. I dated a girl that I had to tell her. I was like, dog, you.
She said, hey, no.
She was like, I had a threesome. I was like, no. I was like, was one at the front, one at the back. I said, no, you ran.
That is not.
That was a train.
Yeah, that's not what you think it was.
They're fine. Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm like, girl, you are a certified hoe.
Oh
like,
my god!
Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, give me the 32.
Yeah, I get the 32. I take the 32 for the 32. 30 for 30.
Oh man, five niggas. Oh shit! It was just her with the five niggas, or like it was like an orgy kind of thing.
It was more than
no, just her.
Just her. She was the party.
Yeah. Like, how did this happen? You was downtown?
And it was consensual.
I don't know. I'm just bringing it up. Yes.
I was thinking of a story the other day. I told my wife the story. Chris Jones remember it, though. We went downtown at the time, and that porn star was trying to give me some. I was like, damn.
I was like, yo, that's crazy. You should have went.
She like, I got coke. I got.
She was fine.
Like, yeah, she was fine. She looked like
she
a
was standing right across the street at the Ritz.
Yeah, she like, come through. I'm like, I don't know.
I was like, man, fuck this.
Said, man, she might set me up, bro.
This was it. Fuck this escape room, nigga. Go on. I'll come and get you later.
Because like, she like, you going to get mad when I tell you what I am. I was like, what else? She like.
I thought she was about to say a nigga.
Nah, first she tried to play it off. She like, nah, I'm a stripper. I'm like, then she like, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. She like, I'm a porn star. I said, no, you won't. She gave me my phone. I said, oh, you are. Oh, she like, you need to come through. I'm like, Jones, should I come through? Like, man, go, bro, go. I said, I don't know. It might be a setup. It was too crazy. She's like, I got coke. I got pills. I got, like, whatever you trying to do. I'm like.
So, you telling me somebody could just run up in your shit then because you got all these drugs. All this
but
drugs.
I don't know why she was so freely telling me, though. I'm like, I didn't look like I would even try to talk to her.
Because if you telling me, that means the other niggas know.
Yeah, like, nah, but she really wasn't talking to somebody at the bar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, dudes were walking up to her and she was like, wasn't talking to him. So, I was me and Jones on the other end taking shots. And then she just butted in the conversation. She was like, oh, you going to buy me a shot? I said, nah, I don't even know you. She's like, oh, damn, that's real. Then we started talking.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, she had more than 32 bodies.
Yeah, she definitely. I seen one of the videos. She had a party.
But he wasn't trying to date her.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Nah. You should have been that shit.
Because she started getting deep. She's like, I broke up with my boyfriend because he couldn't handle it. I said, that's tough. Like, you a porn star. Like, you can't.
Nah, I wouldn't be able to do it either.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either, but. Yeah.
All right, man. So somebody posted this October's very own. I stopped dating a girl because no woman in her family had a man. And then Maul from Rory and Maul podcast had this to say.
She stopped talking to a girl one time when I first saw her morning routine. I ain't like her morning routine.
What was happening?
Like she got up. First thing she did was turn some rap on. I was like, all right, you know, rap. I gotta hear this at 8:30 in the morning. The lights wasn't even on in the room. How you turn the sound bar on to get straight to rap? But the blinds are still closed. First thing you drinking is like juice? On the wake up?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
No. Where your tea game at? And no fruit jam. Ain't I had no fruits. I was like, yo, you ain't got no apple, nothing in here. Just vibes in the fridge. Like.
So that got me to thinking, because a lot of times people will criticize like how long people have been in like a relationship. And sometimes you'll hear women say, man, it don't take all that long to let you know like if you want to marry somebody or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that vetting process is a little different than just like, oh, I love you and I care about you and shit. So I want to ask y'all, what were some of the things y'all vetted in y'all significant others before y'all was like, all right, this is cool. Like, for instance, like, had to look at like how you handle pressure or like how you handle failure. Can you handle when shit gets fucked up?
Yeah, I would say like her work habits, like her routines, you know, can I trust you? Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like how she treat her family, like how I treat her, you know, I had to see stuff like that. I'm like, damn, she really the one. But you know, I knew her 12 years, so I already knew the ups and downs as a friend. So like she's loyal to her boyfriends till they fuck up. So I'm like, damn, she a ride or die. Like she building niggas, like Build-A-Bear. So I'm like, damn, she ride or die. So that was stuff I was looking at, you know, before I wanted to marry wifey.
What about you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, man, because I was like,
so long ago.
Yeah. and I was like, you know, when I was younger, it was different. Like looking for, like, in my, like, when I got married and got with, you know, even like before that, when I got with my wife, I was like, not even thinking of getting married. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of,
I mean,
was,
well, yeah.
Like, but I'm saying, like, because we
were just 10.
I mean, we were 16. We were 16 when we like met, started dating at 17, and then by like 21, going on 22, it's like, yeah, that's when we got married. But I mean, I just looked at her as like my best friend. Like I looked at her like how she took care of business, like, you know, as far as like being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
As responsible as a wife or could be, at least with finances. but it was just like her relationship with her family and
that's
how she,
a big one.
Like, you know, how she, you know, like she didn't always get along with her sisters, like her half sisters, I guess you would call them, like. And she had challenges there, but you saw what her relationship was like with her parents and her brother and like the rest of their extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, okay. There's some morals here that looks really dope. Like, because like my family was not like that. So seeing that made me be like, damn, this is dope. Like, yeah, I can grow with this. Like, yeah, this is nice. Like, cause she teaching me some shit. So, it was just a little different. It was more like learning to know what I wanted out of a marriage versus like being like, okay, like, cause like, not to give her business out, but like she was shit with the door open. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those things where like, that's just what her families did.
Yeah, my wife did that shit. That should be pissing me off.
Like right now, as a grown man, I probably would, if I was to meet somebody and shit with the door open, I'm not bothered, but I would look at you kind of like, why are you shitting with the door?
Oh, it's going to be a reflex. Fuck is you doing?
Like,
you say stepbrothers, nigga?
Yeah, it's like, the fuck is that smell up here? Like, you know, but so it's a little different. Like, I just kind of, like, there's certain shit that you'd be like, that you'll look at a motherfucker nowadays sideways. But she does it. And the reason I'm accepting of it is because we grew together with it. And it's like, I grew up knowing that you do this.
Yeah, shit. Y'all been together longer than shit. Y'all was alive when y'all met, nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like,
I'm not the old nigga here. You are.
Shit.
But yeah, man, I feel you on that family. That family shit was a big thing. It was like, I need to see how you interact with your family and how crazy is your family. Because everybody family crazy, but yeah, it's like, hey, do they fuck with each other? Like, do they love, like, everybody talk shit or whatever, but like, mm-hmm, do they fuck with each other? Do they come together when they need it and all that shit? Other things, friends. You gotta have friends. And then with your friends, how do they advise you? How they act with me? How are they with niggas? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a wrong friend group will fuck up your relationship.
Yeah.
They start advising silly ass shit.
Nice.
Trying to get them to be miserable like them. So that was a big thing. You know, other shit that niggas need, like resilience. Can you hold me down? Do you fuck niggas, like, on the side? What happened with your last relationships?
Yeah.
No. What did that nigga say happened?
Yeah. I need his story. Yeah. I need his side.
I hear what you saying, but like, what was his side? What would he say? Type shit.
And that's why I said it would be difficult for me to even answer that, because like, I saw her last niggas.
Yeah, did you steal her from a nigga?
I was friends with her when she was dating these niggas, so I knew a lot of the stories and the nigga shit. That
jumped out the friend zone.
Same way.
Both y'all niggas jumped out the friend zone like, ha ha, nigga.
I'm like 12 years a slave. I'm probably
Yeah, like, you ain't gonna keep me here.
I just thought that was interesting because, like, my wife had told me, she was like, damn, stop dating the girl because no woman in her family had a man. It's like, yeah.
That's crazy. The grandma, nobody?
Nobody got a man? Like, yeah. Nah, dog.
Yeah.
Because these are niggas she gonna confide in.
I mean, it's also.
Yeah, but nigga.
And like, they don't know what the fuck they talking about.
True, but it's also an opportunity for a nigga like myself to come in and look amazing.
Yeah,
because
like, they gonna be like, he do so well.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I could come in and rock that shit.
Yeah, they be trying to could.
I could.
You ain't gonna no argument.
Oh, God.
None.
Like, I can rock that shit.
Or you could be the one cooking it there together.
I don't know.
I'm the nigga that I'm the nigga that, like, the family's typically always,
like a long-term investment, like, looking at that shit, the numbers don't look right. No, you can come in here and knock it out the park, but, like, as time goes on, like, what that look like?
We the motherfuckers that gonna end up separating you from your family because either you gonna get, they gonna get mad because we that fucking good and that happy.
But if your family, like, some. Like, my wife feeds off her family. So she needs them niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not like dependent, but like, she fucks with her family. So I just couldn't imagine like taking somebody from their family.
Oh, no.
Like that and shit, because they fucked up.
Yeah, no. No.
You gonna come in there and be amazing and save the bitch.
Well, not save her, but I'm just saying, I do feel
take
like
you away
that,
from these miserable broads.
I don't, but them not having a person doesn't mean that they're miserable either. Though take it as that. I took it as that they're just not dating anybody. They don't have anybody.
But the grandmother
prior, what, like, we don't know the backstory. Did the husband die? And plus, grandmas are out here single all the time. Gee, like, that's just
none of the women in the family. Like, none of them. Like, that's wild. Crazy. Like, it'd be like if none of the niggas in your family had a girlfriend. Like, they ain't even got no bitches.
I mean, it's some motherfucker.
Or niggas. I don't know what they.
I mean, how did they look? How do they, I mean, as a family? Because you can look fucked up as a family, as a unit.
Ugly bras get niggas.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter.
I've seen it, especially around tax season.
Have vagina, will date.
I feel like I would have more follow up questions for that. That's it.
Okay. All right. I gotta say, man, I saw some crazy shit talking about banana pudding is the worst dessert in the black community. I'm like, what the fuck?
If it's made wrong.
I almost got mad about that. I'm like, somebody ain't make it right or something.
Food is
and then I hate when people say they want banana pudding without the bananas. That's fucking pudding.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, people say that all the time. They want banana flavor. They want some pudding, Bill Cosby. Like,
pudding.
Like,
banana flavored pudding.
Now, I have had some bad banana pudding, but I just blamed it on that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, banana pudding, when done right, is the fucking
fire.
Amazing.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah, banana pudding, when it's done right, is definitely the.
When at your auntie, they used to make that shit?
No. Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah. But when we
started buying it from Jackrabbits,
like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's when we had the for years we would have that every party we had.
Oh, I do remember that. Every, I used to be fucking that
yeah,
up.
Okay. Every event that like though that is like authentic banana pudding. And the way it's made, like the other shit where like they be trying to sell in some of these stores and these restaurants where they be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, when they start mass producing that shit, like too bad.
Baked banana pudding, though. That's the baked in the oven banana pudding, man.
Oh, with a top brown?
Yeah, top brown.
Get the fuck out of here with that Cool Whip shit. No, I don't like it.
No, or you do the cluster. Like you do the egg whites. My mama did that.
Yeah, that's what that shit is. That's what it is.
Egg white cluster.
No. So what is the worst dessert in the black community?
I would say I have been to black people houses. Rice pudding.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That shit's nasty.
Gross.
Bro. Yeah. Or any sherbet ice cream, bro.
No.
The sherbet.
I ain't had sherbet in a minute.
Y'all
but
like sherbet?
Sherbet is good. Oh, and especially the sherbet where they put like the ginger ale and all that shit in there. That shit.
My mama used to buy it on purpose because she knew I wouldn't eat it.
Sherbet sure, good, man. Sure, it tastes nasty, like dog. Fucking Starburst.
No, that shit's nasty, bro.
Any flavor? Orange, red?
None, bro. She can get any in the house. I wouldn't eat it.
Sorbet?
None, bro. Zero. That and rice pudding, bro.
Even when you was fat, you wouldn't fucking with
it? Bro. No. Damn. She get mad. She get orange sherbet on purpose because she know I wouldn't eat it.
Damn, I just fuck up sherbet.
Nah, that's your
name. Basically, my favorite ice cream when I was little and shit. Like,
that and rice pudding, bro.
You look like you fuck up some shit.
Hell yeah. I will. I ain't had none in a minute. I'll fuck it up. I bought some for her when she was pregnant, and she ain't end up eating it, but she got some raspberry sherbet. I was like, you know, fucking raspberry shit. Sherbet? I tried it, though. I was trying to fuck it up. I got a little high. I was like, nah, I need orange.
Orange
is hit.
That and rice pudding, but rice pudding number one, bro.
Sweet potato casserole is number one to me with the marshmallows on top. Get that the fuck out of here.
Is that a
ever
want to
see
over
it.
Rice pudding?
Yeah, it's got to be a dessert. Ain't it got marshmallows on top?
Sweet, yeah, I think.
I'd rather eat rice pudding than eat that shit.
Don't put that on a regular plate though. Before, like a with the
Thanksgiving.
Like I seen that on a plate.
Nah, fuck that. I don't know why they keep making that because I don't never see it like gone. Like nobody ever just like
everybody
damn
over that.
This shit cold.
Everybody just keep over that. It's like nah.
Yeah, it's gonna die out with one of these generations. I can't wait.
Probably
get into fuck. Oh, and bread pudding. I don't fuck with bread pudding either.
I feel like lemon meringue pie is the
nasty.
I fucked with it, bro.
It ain't nasty. It's decent.
It's like decent. Like
anything.
I don't go crazy for it.
Anything outside of lemonade and lemon heads. Lemon flavor anything is so fucked
up. What about
to
the
me.
Muffins? Like the lemon poppy seed muffins?
Poppy seed muffins?
First of all, poppy seeds. Fuck. What the fuck? No. Bro, I'm sorry. Anything. That's where I don't. Hey, fuck. What y'all say? Everybody going to I'm going to get, you know.
Say something crazy.
Nah, I'm mad.
I already know.
He going to say sweet potato pie.
I'm going to get hated on for this, but
you been saying yams.
I don't like, it ain't that. I'm just going to say with the lemon thing. I don't like lemon pepper. I don't like, lemon pepper wings. Like,
what about JJ's?
No, like none of that.
You don't like this shit on there?
Like, because they put too much.
That's lame as hell. The more the merrier, nigga.
That's even worse.
Yeah, lemon pepper overrated. Though.
Now,
and then it blend well with the mild sauce.
I would say like more so like Shark's had a better blend of the lemon pepper.
They did.
Outside of that, I've never tasted that. Like everybody else had too much. It was too lemony. Like I just said, I don't like lemon like that outside of
Sprite.
Lemons.
What about Sprite?
I mean, but you don't really taste lemon in Sprite.
Yeah.
Okay,
like Sprite is just fucking good. I don't
lemon bars.
Hell no, So I do lemon heads or
lemonade.
Who still eat lemon heads?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. I haven't, eaten. Yeah, I haven't eaten.
You too old to be eating them.
Trust and believe, you ain't gonna catch me. I'm just saying. Growing up in
the lemon Starburst.
Oh yeah, yeah. You bullshitting.
Yeah, I can do that.
Ain't no nasty flavor Starburst.
I ain't like the.
I would eat lemon last. All right. That's just being real, man. I mean, honestly, I don't even want to fuck with no Starburst anyway. Y'all be very surprised if I caught myself eating some Starburst nowadays.
Now you shit on Starburst, but you eat some lemon heads?
No, I said I won't eat it. I'm saying like I have in the past, like growing up, I would eat that. I haven't eaten last time lemon heads. TV. Yeah.
Halloween, when these motherfuckers ain't come eat this shit.
They're like, we're scared to come to this house.
Yeah, one fucking trick. I don't even think we got one. We ain't got one. We have one in the past, like, 4 years. How long we been? Past 3 years, we had one.
Nobody. I like more chocolate than, like, the fruit.
I like both.
Flavor candy. So, like, for me, it was, like, Snickers.
I got to stop buying shit that I like.
I like
pink M&Ms.
That's
But I ain't had candy in a minute. I can't even think the last time I had candy.
It's why that I even grew up like fucking hating the peanut M&Ms, but would fucking kill
the world's chocolate.
Plain M&Ms. It was weird. And then now as an adult, I'm like, shit, don't bring no plain M&Ms.
Who the fuck buying that?
Who's keeping this part of the business?
Your ass was.
Still in business.
Kept the lights on in the 90s.
He kept Arby's open.
Like, damn.
Arby's busting, man.
Yeah, I heard that. Somebody put me on at work. I'm like, yo.
But you got to eat Arby's. I feel like you got to eat Arby's at Arby's now. Because like the last couple times that I had Arby's, I ordered it like through DoorDash or we picked it up and took it home. It don't travel well.
But you get.
Like the mozzarella sticks, got the what else?
Them shit. Never travel well.
The curly fries, they don't
always fry.
Hello,
they fry, so, but they don't travel well.
Quick question: so y'all be in the car, y'all be like, "Damn, what I'm eating tonight? I want some Arby's." Y'all be doing that? I never did that before. I never said it.
I have, especially
because they had a burger one time, and I was like, "That shit look good to the motherfucker," and it was. I went and got that shit. Went out my way to go get it. You know Arby's ain't just sitting around. Well, I guess it is
it's in the
Dairy Queen got some good ass burgers.
I tried to go in and I was like, nah, I left to try.
Why? Because
I was looking, I was like, it's a fucking McDonald's right here.
Well, I would choose Dairy Queen over McDonald's any day.
Okay. I guess I just ain't had
Dairy Queen.
That shit.
They burgers.
Like charboil,
like Burger King. Like,
are they better than Sonic?
Yes.
Checkers?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I don't
they better Checkers. Hell no. I'm like, find one tonight. You're like,
hell no. This nigga lying.
Okay.
I'm gonna try. Yeah. Dairy Queen. I just couldn't do it because I was like, this fucking ice cream place.
I actually grew up on that because like when we was living
that one right there off of Chicago
South Park.
South Park and shit,
bro. We would go ride our bikes over there, man. Go up in there, get some ice cream, and first get a burger because it was cheap too. And it was like one of those.
I didn't know they sold burgers back then. Bro, I just thought they just sold ice cream.
Yeah, nah.
So
man.
They've been selling burgers for years.
Yeah, they've been selling burgers for years. I ain't had one in a long time, though. Man. I couldn't tell you what it tastes like.
Burgers and fries was hitting.
Did they have hot dogs?
Yeah.
They had hot dogs.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. And it's still to this day, like, you can go up in that motherfucker and get it, and they hitting.
Where are y'all on the whole glizzy thing?
I don't call them glizzies, bro.
Nigga, I fuck a hot dog up. That's what y'all talking about. I'm a grown ass man, dog.
Hot dog.
The fuck, nigga? Like, all the homophobia is like crazy,
can't
bro.
Eat bananas no more.
Niggas can't eat nothing that look flaccid.
When he saw Superman, you know where all the best foods are?
Like, for real. Like, gee. Like, bro, I fuck a Polish up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
A Maxwell Polish?
They putting one out here.
I can't eat a Maxwell Polish, nigga.
I just saw that they putting one out here 24 hours. Oh, I'm like, shit. Gonna have to hit it.
Oh.
Gonna have to hit it.
That must be a Chicago thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Stay your ass over there.
He's our guest. I like the way he said it.
I'm just saying it's a Chicago
must be
thing.
A Chicago
I think
thing.
You had it before.
Like did, a Euro. Did he tell you to go to Maxwell Street when you went? Man, I was everywhere. You were like, don't be on that street. I forgot. I was looking for a Euro.
Yeah, he was a lot of places you weren't supposed to.
Walking on the south side.
I was like, nigga, bro. Leave.
Now. Go.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
You and Ty talking to the GDs.
Nah. Ty was talking to
Sigma. Sigma over here. No,
we about to get robbed. I like, stop telling we from Atlanta, bro. You made us up a target. Like, I'm just
done. Check it out.
You good? Fuck you mean you good? Like, shit.
We would listen to another dude from Chicago, man. He would tell us to go everywhere. And like,
that's because he be going over there.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the hood.
Like, you can go over there if you know better, but even then, it's just like,
you don't send
nobody over there.
We went to some town, I don't know if it was Irish town or some side of town, and we went to a bar, and he was like, man, back in the day, you couldn't even sit in this bar.
Oh, these niggas was in Bridgeport.
I was like, yeah. I said, damn.
Yeah, it's they
like
was killing that. Niggas just for walking over there.
No, he said back then, I don't know why he said that. I was like, should I leave?
Cause he was just saying it's cool now.
Because as soon as kinda. I walked in, he like, ain't no Hennessy. I'm like, I don't even drink.
The bartender said that?
Yes. I don't even drink Henny. The first thing you said,
nigga that said that to that boy, to the football player.
Oh yeah,
it's like
running from the police.
Yeah, that's another then one of those signs. No,
then after that, he gonna come with the back then you couldn't. I didn't want to drink nothing. I'm not drinking nothing.
The bartender was telling you this.
Yeah, see, like he said first, he said we don't got Henny, and then he was like, back then, y'all couldn't even come in here.
Oh yeah, I would have been left.
And I'm like, what is this coming from? So I didn't want to drink nothing. I'm like,
yeah, I don't hang out in Bridgeport unless I'm with.
We came after the baseball game and Randy. We just started walking straight.
I mean, I go to the park, but like walking around there, like nah, yeah. Not unless I'm with him.
I didn't know. We just walking and we ended up over there. I'm like, all right,
because they're not friendly to black people.
I didn't realize, and I feel like I did realize it, or I remember it changing, but Comiskey Park.
Yeah. White Sox, well, they changed it to something else. Like
that's what I'm saying. They changed the name.
You just not knowing they changed it from Comiskey?
So,
dog, that was like 9/11.
I feel like I remember hearing it, and I'm rocking the hat and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I've never been to a ball game over there.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to way more Cubs games. But I've been to some Cubs games versus the Sox, but like. Yeah, I've never been to a Sox game.
If I had fucking known that, we'd have been going a bunch of goddamn times.
Because it was cheap when we went.
Ain't nobody in that bitch.
Yeah,
they ain't giving them bitches away, man.
Yeah.
Students free.
Somebody please come.
Hell yeah, man. They talking about moving them niggas to Tennessee.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Would y'all still be a fan?
No.
Not at all.
I told somebody at work, if the Carolina Panthers ever left the Charlotte area, I'm no longer a Panthers fan.
Yeah, no, I'm not no fucking Sox fan. They moved to Tennessee. Fuck out of here.
I will find an all-black or a black and white Cubs hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I will do it.
Like, by default, it's just like, guys, I know we had our differences and shit, but you the only motherfucker here right now, so. Huh?
I mean, I do like the Chicago Bears, and y'all got a Cubs.
Y'all love Bears. You know? Do y'all go in restaurants and stores right before they close?
Hell yeah.
Restaurants, no. Stores, yes. Because I used to work in a restaurant, and I used to hate people coming in like 5 minutes left. Because like at 9 o'clock, if we close at 10, we shut stuff down at 9:15.
Then
like,
shut the door earlier. Group.
I used to do that.
So you go in restaurants?
So I used to do that.
Right before they close? I thought you were talking about stores. You go in restaurants.
Yeah.
Bro, I will fight you.
That's a grace period.
I will fight you. There's no grace period, bro. That's bogus. We cutting off the grill. We putting stuff up. Why would you come in?
I'm talking about sit down restaurants.
Yeah.
5 minutes left, bro?
Nigga, you're still letting me in.
Bro.
If this was against the policy or you didn't want this, then fucking say,
your burger
kitchen.
Oh, yeah, they spit all in your shit.
We're no longer sitting.
I would have up in the air and let it hit the ground and put it on the grill, bro. You coming there 5 minutes. If you was like a repeat defender.
See, and that's why you need to go to jail.
I would.
You need to go to jail.
I was joking, bro. But
I was joking.
But nah, for real, don't come in there like 5 minutes and then sit down. Because then you gonna be there after like the time we close, and you just sitting in there, bro. And you probably going to be worsome. This is cold. Can you remake this? You look like the type, bro.
First of all, don't insult me, motherfucker. Because I definitely am not the one that I respect wait staff. I am I am not that nigga.
You respect wait staff, but you coming in when they finna get off work.
And you're going to be extra, bro. Like, bro, it's going to be cold.
It's not going to, like, first of all, I ain't going to be extra. And I'm always very understanding of all circumstances. But at the same time, nigga, if I am not allowed to be here, and that's the thing. Like, most restaurants have it in the right mind to be like, okay, 30 minutes to closing.
Don't come in.
We're going to say you cannot sit down here. But if all the way up, if I come in, I'm like, I still see people here. I still see people waiting. I'm coming in. I'm saying, hey,
I guess in my head, ain't nobody there.
Are you the last one?
Yeah, you just coming in. Ain't nobody sitting down.
Bro, we've gone into places like that and like, oh, y'all closing? And they're like, no, but we can still sit you. What do you want me to do? Like, it's a restaurant.
They
got to
say that.
Yeah.
So, fuck out of here. Hey, I'm coming here to pay money that helps pay your salary.
Oh, man, you doing that?
Man, that's whack. You know what I
used to do? You want a job or not?
You know what I used to do? At one point, it was getting so bad. So, what I would do if we had a camera like that facing the door, I'll come around with my hand so my boss can only see the hand, and I'll lock the door from the outside so they couldn't get in. So, like, at 9:30, we were stopping all that, and he kept having meetings.
And y'all close at 10?
Yeah, he like, man.
Y'all, that's fucked up.
He like, the door is locking at 9:30. What's going on? I'm like, I don't know.
He can get 9:50, okay.
He only can see the hand. Bro, you understand, we at Chili's, bro. Like, we trying to break stuff down. Like, you cut off the fryers. You start breaking food down. Wait, and somebody come in at 9:55? Somebody want some ribs, bro? Like, bro, get a burger. That's quick.
Baby back, nigga. It's in the fucking commercial. Bro,
I feel like wild. If somebody come in at 9:55 and y'all close at 10,
that's you.
They gotta expect that there is not like anything of that would take a while to like get cooked up, like some ribs or something to be prepared.
But so it's either pre-made,
that's what I was going to say. It's probably like some pre-made shit. They just put some sauce on it.
But look, we're not trying to do that, bro. We shut the stuff off. We already got the ribs and the thing for the right for tomorrow. We ain't trying to get out of there. And you gonna come at 9:55 with your family?
You work, bro.
With your family, like, is wild,
bro. Take your ass to McDonald's
at Chili's. Where the hell else are you rushing off to get to?
Home.
Why are you rushing to get?
One, I was in college. Don't do
exactly.
That. I was trying to get home.
So you sleep in the back, right?
It's 10 o'clock.
So an extra 30 minutes is going to fucking help
you? Yeah, nigga, the party been started.
We're going to close at 10, and then by the time you get done and stuff, like, I had to make sure all the stuff was in the back, put up. So you get there at 10, you probably gonna get out the door at about 11. Cause you sitting there, you're gonna probably be sitting there talking to your wife. How was your day, honey? I don't give a damn. Absolutely. Get that outside the door.
But you can still clean up. But hold on, let me ask you this.
You can start mopping on your shoes.
Yeah, put chairs up around you.
So let me ask you this. Were you hourly?
Yeah, I was hourly in that position.
So I was still putting money in your pocket.
No, that's wild.
He didn't want that last hour. He didn't ask for that.
Oh, hey.
I don't care about it.
That could have
been his little $4.
My boss was like, after he like next week, yeah, he gonna cut my hours short because I stayed too long this week. Yeah, you know.
Man, so y'all get mad at me for coming in at 9:55, but y'all ain't gonna get mad at the Cindy who cash register is off for tonight, and y'all gotta stay there until y'all find.
I know that.
Trust me, I done been in retail. I know what it's like.
That's what's saying. I ain't had nothing to do with that. That's the front. I was the back of the house. Nigga. That's front of the house. I don't care. After that last plate come through, that last thing got flipped, we gone. Like, I'm already mopping the floor in the back at 9:30 because I'm like, yo, we going, hey, 10, we out. Already locked the
door. Yeah, that's because y'all trying to leave right when the motherfucker calls.
Yeah, bro, we've been there all day. We went through the rush.
You come in. 9 o'clock, hey, start facing the stove.
Yeah.
You know, I work at Walgreens, start facing the stove. We going to hit this bitch with the mop. I'm already taking registers out. We don't need that second one. They going to be in line.
I used to be a bully at the bottom of the steps because you had to walk up. I said, look, we closed. But we closed. I mean, D-boying him. Go home, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bro, go home.
It's
like,
that serious. Just so y'all can get out of there.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, 5 minutes
You
early.
Don't want to be there.
Like, dude, I'm not here because I love Chili's. I'm here for a check, bro. Like, I got rent next week. I don't want to be here.
I'll be on the microphone like, we close in 2 minutes. 1 minute.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right,
the register finna 15. Close. Like, so whatever you finna buy, buy.
There was a show, bro. They did a skit. I showed it to the dudes at work. They was in the back. They were like, they were looking at the clock, like it's almost 10 o'clock. Then somebody come at 9:59, like we have an order. We're like, damn. And then they want something crazy. I'm like, damn.
And we spending your shit though.
Nah, I ain't never.
And I ain't never worked in there. I ain't never spending. I imagine that's what
spending
they do.
Spending it just so a motherfucker. Can
no,
eat.
I don't. I ain't never.
What if that person shit. Get off late and they like,
bro, go to McDonald's.
I really needed this.
We had cookout up the street. Cookout open 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it's probably better.
Cookout.
They probably put together for your ass.
Cookout is horrible.
Whoa. Cookout in North Carolina.
Cookout ain't horrible.
Cookout in North Carolina. Cookout is horrible.
We went to cookout in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Was it in North Carolina?
Like
it was in Charlotte.
Like Bojangles in North Carolina better. Like down here, Bojangles. But home?
Cookout was better there than it is here, though.
Yeah, because I go to the one over here on my side of town, trash. Be soggy.
My last couple times cookout was a disappointing time. I was like, damn, do I really have to be drunk and it has to be like 2 a.m.?
He be a little bougie with his food, though.
Yeah, I see. That's why I will be mad as hell.
Nigga spent $7 on two meals. Like, it ain't fine.
Yeah.
I can see him. Good. It don't matter how
I
much
can see him
cost.
At 9:55. Can you remake this? I don't like how I look.
So wait. You don't equate cost in how good food tastes?
Like, no, it's cookout, bro. No. It's $5, bro.
Really?
No, like.
Because if I get like a 4 for $4, I expect it to taste like
that. Like a 4 for $4, I ain't going to expect it to taste like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I ain't going to say that it's like got to taste like a gourmet, but if it ain't good, it ain't good. What's wrong with that?
Like, so you think cookout nasty?
Like, I just said my last few times I've had it, it has not been good.
Like, I ain't go to Waffle House and be like, oh, this is bussing. This is.
I have.
I'm just eating.
Oh, yeah. I have. Every time I've been to Waffle House, like, well, yeah. I ain't never had nothing.
Like,
but I get the same shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to expect it to be like, you know, they out there smoking cigarettes. I ain't going to expect they going
to
be the.
Now, that I do understand because I had to learn that early on. Like, you can't order just like.
Oh, yeah, because this nigga was like, nigga, this is a Waffle House steak. Like, it ain't that.
Yeah. That was early. But
$2 steak.
But understanding it now, yeah. I'm just saying, like, it don't matter how much. If you go somewhere and you're paying your money, it, like, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, it has to taste gourmet. I'm just saying, like, it still has to taste good to me. I still want it to taste good.
I figure I get what I pay for.
You like my wife. She be like, remake. I'm like, baby, it's a 4 for $4.
Well, I ain't going to ask her to remake.
She be like,
the
fries code. I want better fries. Like, I get the food, she'll test it. So I want some more fries. We'll wait.
Oh, I don't do all that.
Yeah, like, she ain't cold fries, no. She's like, I pay too much money. I'm like, baby, you pay $4.
I pay too much money.
You pay $4 and 21 cents, bro. Chill out.
This is my hard-earned $4.
I go to Dollar Tree or Dollar General or convenience store that closes, like, but I'm not going to a restaurant, bro.
It's the same fucking thing.
No, it's not. I'm buying something and leaving the store. I'm not going in, eating, and sitting down, getting on my nerves.
In that respect, yes.
You in there for 2 minutes. Now, if you start wandering around and shit, you be in the
Turn lights off on your ass. And you, like,
nah, they automatic
come
now.
Stop. Please come to the front.
Like, they like, we're closing in 5 minutes. Please check out now.
Oh, sorry. Registers are closed. You took too long.
You going to come in at 9:55.
Bitch ass nigga.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily. I'm not saying that I've done it, but I'm saying
you will do it.
I hit the
moment.
Like, you know what you're getting?
What are you
all right, we finna close.
Like, hurry up, order. We only can do 1 through 3. What you think? Like, everything else is awesome.
I don't think
ribs gone.
I think y'all should be mad at your boss or mad at the motherfuckers that said it was okay for me to come in.
You sound like me when motherfuckers talk about, that's all the tip I got. Like, oh, you should have picked a different job.
Not even just, well, maybe. But like, at the same
time,
you
just said, you need to be mad at your boss and Chili's.
Yeah, you should. Like, bro,
that's wild.
If I have the opportunity,
how
like, it's giving
you
me.
You work there at 9:55 and I come in there at like 9:57.
I'm like, I would probably be like, damn, just like y'all, but I also got a job to do. Like, I can't control that.
But you're going to be mad, though.
You're going to be mad at the customer.
That's all he's saying. You're going to be mad.
I'm mad, bro.
mad at the situation. I'll give
you
attitude,
bro. You ain't getting, I ain't getting a tip anyway. I'm like, man, what you want, bro? This ain't Chick-fil-A. I'm not happy to see you.
Like, go ahead, I ain't been hearing my pleasure lately from
that. No, I wouldn't go up in there and be picky, though, either. You know what I'm saying? You think, I don't know what you see when you see me, but no, obviously. I'm saying,
bro, you.
Like, he see a nigga that come in at 9:55.
But he said, like, man, you gonna be, you probably picky. You gonna be, like, sending the food back. I was like, that's the last, I'm the last nigga that do
most
that shit.
Most people that come in at 9:55 give you hell, bro. They, I'll give you
hell. I understand that.
They give you hell.
Like, I'm not one of those people. 85%,
bro.
I'm not one of those people. Like, I honestly would come in and be like, oh, we can be sitting. Yeah, I want this. Bro, you know how much, if you know, if you knew how many times I've eaten like just fucking food that I wasn't happy with at restaurants just because I didn't want to send it back and I didn't want to do it. I was like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. Mistake like this, all right, whatever. And I just, it's
nigga
just
was
my personality.
Taylor cheaters, like, this some bullshit.
Like, see, like, I eat it, but my wife will catch it. She like, oh, you don't like that? Hey.
Oh, yeah, wives like, exactly. Always going to do that. Your wife always going to do that shit.
Look, it's cool.
She he like, didn't like it. Yeah. Can you? I was like, I didn't say shit.
Like, I'm fine. Like, they going to spit in my shit. All
right, man. Trying a new segment. I'm going to do for guests. I'm going to be the first one to try it on.
Oh, damn.
So, and I ain't asked you this either. We go around. You get to pick your last meal. Three courses, a dessert, and a drink. So, what you picking? Anything. Like, okay. You death row. So death row type
this
shit.
Death row.
Death row.
So, I'm trying to get something that's going to fuck my stomach up. So, when they whatever they do to me, I'm going to shit everywhere and they got to clean it up.
Oh, no. They give you a day to clear out before they kill you. They're not going to do that. So.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, what did I eat? He said three
courses.
Because
them niggas like you was going to do that.
Yeah. I was quick. You was real like a ball.
I'm going to shit everywhere. You going to be mad on me. So you said three course meal. So that'll be what?
You can pick from different restaurants. It ain't got to be like.
So you get a dessert. You get a meal. Damn, what I be? So I want different stuff, though.
Yeah, so I'm saying. Like, you can pick from different restaurants.
Oh,
so this is gonna be your last meal. You can meal, restaurant, whatever the fuck.
All right, man.
What is it? Three meats and a side of some shit.
No, I gotta get like some burgers, bro. Five Guys burgers, man.
You gotta, Five Guys burgers?
Yeah. Get some ribs.
Like, I can finally afford it.
Get some ribs, bro. Get some ribs, dog. Get some ribs, bro. Some French fries and them. I'm gonna go get real fat, bro. So, sweet tea, bro. Ice cream, butter pecan ice cream, bro. If I was on that,
okay.
I'm gonna be real simple, bro. Real simple.
What you going with?
I'm going with my wife's catfish.
Oh, you think your wife's still gonna be with you on death row?
Yeah, she leaving.
Like, I'm talking about.
Hey, call her. I'm telling her.
Yeah, exactly.
The least she could do.
Yeah. Catfish. My ribs, because I don't really, I like other people's ribs, but it's just,
it's
my meal. I wanted it to be shit. Yeah. Ribs. Yeah, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
that. I mean, you still can.
Yeah, I am.
It's still your last meal.
Yeah. Macaroni and cheese. I'm just thinking of like the first plate. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's gonna be
you know, I want some weed.
some good ass pizza. I don't know from where. It's gonna be Ace.
Ribs, pizza, fish.
Ace, Jets, Beggars. Like, yeah, one of those. And then.
Let's do it for dessert.
For dessert.
Some rice pudding.
Oh, red velvet cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm gonna go fried chicken.
Nigga. I'm sorry. Real quick, I want to add the filet mignon, medium rare, to that plate. But go ahead.
Okay. All right. Fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. After that.
You ain't gonna load up that plate?
Yeah. I'm trying to think right after that, but I definitely need that. I'm thinking seafood, but it's like, I don't want to do all that fucking work.
It's your last meal, but take your time.
Yeah, you right. I ain't doing shit.
She doesn't do after the morning.
Tell her, put that speaker over there. Hand me the auxiliary cord. I'm finna just gonna take
be
my
here
time.
For a minute. All right, I'm gonna go to dessert then, cause I want
chicken and macaroni.
Fucking triple chocolate cake. No, I ain't done yet. I'm still thinking about it. It's like y'all pick ribs. Damn, it's like damn. That's yeah, I want some ribs too. I want some ribs too.
Ribs or rib tips?
Ribs. I'm gonna go ahead with ribs. I'm trying to be fucking around with the tips. Pause.
Motherfucker ain't got enough meat on it.
Yeah. And then shit, I want some seafood though.
Get some fried shrimp, bro.
Ooh, a bag of the seafood.
Hell yeah. Bro. Big ass fried jumbo shrimp. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. From Goose Island and shit. Yeah. I think that's it. I think I'm gonna be fucking full. Nah,
nigga,
I want Italian beef too.
Yeah, right? Fuck me, fool. I'm gonna throw up beef, and keep
double dip, double cheese, nigga.
I'm gonna throw it up and keep go
I'm
back
eating
and,
this one, nigga.
Like, it don't matter. Like, I'm about to be fried. Anyway. Okay, yeah, niggas had some good picks, man.
Can't be bought. Was that better? Was that not over the top or?
Yeah.
Whatever. Man.
Can you be bold?
I guess that's better than last week.
You. So you got the same clothes on.
That's what I'm saying. Like.
All right. And one night, you're offered cocaine. For every bump you do, you get $100,000. Clean cocaine, no fentanyl.
My goodness.
Yeah, now I have some.
Why are you trying to push drugs on us?
I'm not pushing drugs. 48 hours, man.
Yeah. So let me throw some numbers by you because I know you might be scared of overdoses and shit like that. You don't know how much you're going to do. Yeah. So, consider a lethal overdose, a minimum is 1.2 grams. Cocaine doses, bumps, usually range from 30 to 70 milligrams. So I did the math at 50, let's say 50 milligrams a bump. You can do 24 before you OD. So knowing all this, knowing the facts, you get $100,000 for every bump you do this night. How many are you doing?
Just give me 10. I'm good. I'll stop at 10.
You doing 10?
10, I'll stop. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to live the next day. How crazy.
Yeah, you're going to live.
I might get crazy. Yeah.
You know? Shit, your heart might. Yeah, I might. Just because you ain't overdosed on me, your heart ain't going
to my heart
like,
might not
fucking
be used to it. It's on the
heart attack,
hours.
Nigga. We at that age.
Yeah, like, bro, we not young. That's
you space it out, nigga. Like, you don't just do the whole
thing. Oh, no, I ain't gonna be sitting here.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna be high. I'm gonna go ahead and knock it out.
See, oh, y'all gonna die. Yeah. Y'all are dying.
No, I'm not. I ain't doing 10. He said 10.
Well, he's dying. He gonna knock out 10 bumps in a row. His first time doing cocaine.
Okay, I'm gonna see how the bumps go first. Like, the more I go, I know I can do 3 for sure. Then I'm like, all right, let me see how to go.
You know for sure you could do 3.
I'm not saying I did it before.
I know. But you just said you know
I probably
sure.
do 3.
Someone who isn't me.
I'm just saying I probably can do 3, bro. And then I'll be straight. Then I probably can do it again. Like, all right, maybe.
That nigga gonna be coming up. You had, like, I got an idea for a business.
Did he have an edible?
hey, listen, that was different. That was different, bro. I took 2.
He OD'd on the edibles.
No. First of all, don't play me, bro. I didn't read the package right. So I thought she said it was 400 milligrams. For all 4 in the pack, it was 400 per one, shit. And I took 2. Said,
this ain't shit.
And shit got crazy. I glad I didn't flip out at Steve's crib, but when I got home, I was running around my drawers. That was scary, bro. I thought I was Crispin Noir. I'm calling people, come get my wife and my dogs away from me. I'm out there. I thought I was Crispin Wall on steroids.
Go to bed, Joseph.
I'm like, put you in the crippler crossface, baby. Come here.
That ain't how he did it.
Shit.
Oh, that was dark. How many are you doing?
I don't know, man. I probably got one of them, maybe. Like, I don't know, man.
You
I
could do 3, bro.
Shit.
You could do 3, bro. We do it.
Your wife gonna be coaching you on, like, you can do another one.
Shit. Nigga.
You said one of the possible. So you getting $100,000 to $200,000. Yeah. You getting the meal.
You know what? I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna do three for safety.
300,000.
300,000. Oh. I can get 300,000.
Chris said, I'm going for 24.
I ain't doing a 24.
All right, I'm like, 22.
12. You, 12.
But y'all talked to me about 10, but you doing 12?
You was doing them all at once.
I'm not doing, I'm going to do like 10 minutes.
You was like, I'm going to get it over with.
Oh. So wait. So wait, what is the period to which you have to
finish it?
Go in between? Yeah, finish it.
I said that night.
That night, but when did you start?
So, Like, let's say six.
You gotta end
six
by,
to six.
You gotta get done by six.
Get 12 hours. You know you're doing cocaine. You gonna be up all night. So yeah, you got 12 hours.
So what? Like how often is like one?
Whenever you feel like it.
You gotta finish. I'm all of it by six, like a timer.
So one every six. Hour.
If you want to do if that,
you wanna, or
would you say six?
Oh,
to
you're
six.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you gotta do Who one knows? Every hour, or you're not gonna do it.
I said I'm doing 12.
You gotta do one every hour.
How often are you doing it?
I don't know. How much fun am I having? Shit.
So you might end up doubling up at some point.
I'm not going to do the 24 and die.
24.
No, but you might double up on, you're not keeping a spaced out period.
Oh, yeah. If I finish, I finish. You know what I'm saying? I say I'm doing 12 and I'm getting up out of there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to assume that I'm drinking
might,
too.
Or you might do more.
Yeah, you go, or you might do more. Because if you're not doing it every hour, that means that within the hour, you're going to possibly at some point do two or three.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't plan on it.
But you said that that's what he, you know what I'm
I
saying?
I plan on doing 12 bumps and getting the fuck out of there. Getting my 1.2.
But you're not going to space them out.
No, not per hour. No, I'm not staying there all goddamn night.
So you... But you get on him about doing the back-to-back. You're saying like right back-to-back versus...
No, I'm not saying right back-to-back. I'm just not spacing them out like one per hour.
You might do
like
two.
I might do two. I might do three. Who knows?
In
I
don't know.
Maybe. But I'm not doing 10
I didn't say at a 10 time. I didn't say 10 an hour. I said
not Charlie Sheen.
I'm going to try to knock him out.
He said he's going to do the three...
and then see how I feel.
Right, like knocked out.
Are you going bam, bam, bam?
Yeah.
Woo!
And then I'm like, let me see.
Yeah. You're going to be Wolf of Wall Street, this bitch. Okay, so we shouldn't do it together.
Yeah, we might do more if we're dead.
Like, man, you all right? You all right? I don't know. You're going to start like, talking real fast.
Well, you're going to be weighed out on the table because you don't want to be like trying to measure yourself because the higher you get, you're going to start getting your count off. You're going to be too much in the thing.
Oh, no, you're going to be super focused.
Yeah, because you haven't. You doing it based off experience or something?
Like, I've heard about things. Heard about things. I've been to parties.
Hey, you only live once. That's the motto.
You'll be focused. You ain't gonna lose count of that shit. It ain't that type of party.
Booger sugar.
Your shit's gonna be this little. man. So one of the possible. Three, see what happens.
Three,
I
what
said
happens.
12. All right, man. Shout outs.
You know, thank y'all for having me on the show, man. Shout out to my wife, you know, my little man at home. They probably got a timer on me. You know, she probably going to blow up my phone.
Where the fuck he at?
You know, appreciate y'all having me on the show, man. You know, till next time, I guess, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on next week, by the way.
Yeah, man, shout out to you both, you know. Shout out to my wife and kids. Shout out to all the black-owned businesses, black entrepreneurs out there doing it and growing. That's all I got tonight, man.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long day.
Got a speech.
Yeah.
Oh, man, well. Shout you two gentlemen out, man. It's been a great show. Definitely want to shout out the listeners. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all fucking with us, like we say every week. Whether you laughing with us, shitting on us, supporting us, all that stuff, man. We appreciate it all, man. Thank you guys. I don't have my list, but I should be able to do this. I can't. Shout out to Hitman Podcast. Chris,
what?
MG5.
What?
Shout out King ODZ. Shout out Stacks 100. Then seeing them, what do you call it? Doing the finish the line shit. You know, it's the at the party. Where the bitch is at?
Yeah.
Well, shout him out, man. He's still putting out new stuff, man. Check out At the Party. It's streaming on all platforms. Shout out Fat Boy Fitness.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he comes in here and don't shout his shit out. But he's in here lifting the whole gym, no, trying to train other people, and you know, trying to expose people to see if they're strong or not. That's his jam. That's what he's doing. Don't ever tell him that you lift more than him. You better be able to back it up.
Nah, bro, I ain't on that right now, bro.
Well, he gonna hit the group chat and be like, this nigga weak as hell. when y'all gonna hoop? I know you just had a kid and shit.
No, I mean, look, we're going to do it this summer so we can shut it up. We're going to
record
it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to record it.
Let y'all niggas get in shape and all that stuff.
This summer, dog. We're going to do it. I ain't going to run. If I got to come up there to his hood.
What y'all doing?
We can be halfway.
Y'all doing best out of three. Y'all just doing 1 to 11?
Yeah, 1 to 11. We good.
Okay. All right. I mean, he might lose and want to do it again, but, you know. Well, you know, we're going to see. This summer, I ain't running. We're gonna do it this summer. Then we're gonna get on the show and talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have clips.
Footage.
I'll edit it myself.
He gonna have him looking good the whole time.
Tween, tween.
Oh, like, man. I'm like, what did he dunk?
Oh, man. Shout out my family. I forgot. She don't watch this shit, though. This is going to be the one she watched. She's like, they all shouted at their family. Like, you right. All right, man. Other than that, we out.
Don't be weird. Peace.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.